VOA News.
I'm Christopher Cruz reporting.
Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir said Sunday his country made a, quote, huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
The individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished, and we want to make sure that we have procedures in place that prevent it from happening again.
Saudi Arabia has fired 5 key officials linked to the death and has arrested 18 others. The foreign minister on Fox News expressed his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but provided no new information on how he was killed or what happened to his body or if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the country's de facto ruler, was involved. Also on Sunday, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told CNN he believes bin Salman was responsible for the murder. Voting continued for a second day Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary election since 2010. More than 3 million people voted Saturday. There was violence, murders both days, and technical problems, but also long lines at some polling stations. King Abdullah of Jordan says he has decided not to renew parts of a treaty with Israel. 2 parts of the agreement allowed Israel to lease 2 small areas of farmland from Jordan for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is later this week. Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the UN asked him to be repatriated because of his human rights record. This is VOA News. Large numbers of Central American migrants who'd been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the border with Guatemala Saturday have now crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river. They're once again in Mexico on the marsh north toward the United States. The marchers are mainly from Honduras. They say they're headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Whenever a small gate opens to receive the Honduran migrants at this processing center on the Mexico-Guatemala border, there's a desperate crush of bodies that push forward in the heat. Some have even fainted. Mexico is giving out a small number of visitor visas, which in theory could allow some migrants to get to the U.S. border, something President Trump says he's ready to guard against.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence. Others say they're in search of work. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says people fleeing persecution and violence have a right to international protection. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency does not question the sovereign right of any nation to control its borders, but it does say international law governs the way countries must behave toward refugees and asylum seekers. The UNHCR says it recognizes the arrival of thousands of Honduran migrants in the caravan at the U.S. borders will be overwhelming. But spokesman Charlie Yaxley says closing the border to the caravan is not a solution and will likely cause harm to those who have a legitimate fear for their lives.
Congolese rebels killed 15 civilians and abducted 12 children in an attack at the center of the target of the latest deadly Ebola outbreak, according to Congo's military on Sunday. The violence has again forced the suspension of crucial virus containment efforts. China's top representative in Macau has died in a fall from his apartment building. Officials say the 59-year-old man was suffering from depression. Dozens of people hurt when a floor collapsed during a party in Clemson, South Carolina, early Sunday.
One Clemson University sophomore says the first floor of an apartment complex clubhouse was packed with people, everyone jumping up and down to the beat of a popular song when the whole floor collapsed. That from Jeremy Tester, who was at the gathering, posting a video right after the floor gave way early Sunday morning. Another person there says he saw people with broken legs and ankles. Police say some 30 people were taken to hospitals. None of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening.
Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.